Welcome to the Super Quotient Club, aligning body, mind and soul with Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 45th Sutra, Chapter 2. Samadhi Siddhirishwar Pranidhanat. By complete self-surrender to God, perfection in Samadhi is attained. Of all the boons noted in the Sutra as accruing from the observance of the yam and niyam, the boon accruing from the niyam of Ishwar Pranidhan is ultimate. Our final niyam, Ishwar Pranidhan, is directing us to surrender our body, mind and soul to a higher force through love for Him. Letting go of limited personal desires for the sake of a greater and more fulfilling experience, taking the form of dedicating the fruits of our actions to the divine or humanity, to attain the absolute goal of yoga, super consciousness or samadhi. Ishwar Pranidhan or Bhakti Yoga is the easiest and most accelerated path to samadhi. Even both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga become effective and meaningful only if their aim is bhakti. Patanjali does allow that one can meditate on any object and attain the goal of yoga. But only one object out of the universe of possible objects can, in addition to serving as a meditational prop for the mind, accelerate the normal process of practice by bestowing samadhi on the practitioner as an act of grace. That object is Ishwar. Although one has other options, devotion to Ishwar hastens the attainment of samadhi. It will be pertinent to add here that though Patanjali's focus in his text, of course, is the individual Purush, self-realization, but the Ishwar element remains a tantalizing presence throughout, God realization. Patanjali subtly indicates that devotion to Ishwar is the best and safest path for the aspiring yogi dedicated to self-realization. Every spiritual path brings us face to face with our biggest challenge, our ego. We perceive it in all its stubborn glory. But if we wish to realize the infinite self as our true identity, we need to transcend the limitation that is the ego. The problem is that efforts to transcend the ego often cause it to reassert itself emphatically, as the fear that we will cease to exist if we proceed. Surrender to Ishwar is the easiest way to overcome this obstacle, because it is not based on having the willpower to overcome the threat of annihilation in order to transcend the ego. Instead, the ego becomes absorbed in loving reverence and willingly moves towards union with the beloved divine. We must note, before considering the next limb of yoga, that Patanjali dedicated 16 sutras to the yam and niyam, almost a tenth of the entire text, far more than he dedicates to any limb other than samadhi. Yam and niyam are thus a crucial and indispensable prerequisite of yoga.